Bombings in India raised fear of sectarian violence. A water ministry saves thousands of lives despite the East African drought. And a youth ministry in Poland fights pessimism. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. India tops today's news. Sectarian violence killed 15 people Tuesday in the Hindu pilgrimage city of Varanasi in northern India. The terrorism isn't directly aimed at believers, although Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan believes the persecution will get worse.
It is a daily event, not in one place, but literally hundreds of places all over the country. It is so widespread. Our people are no more reporting small things like they burn the Bibles and they beat somebody up. Only major reports are coming.
Yohannan says the clash between the militant Hindus and Muslims will only intensify an already difficult situation for Christians.
Much prayer is needed that the body of Christ will not become weak or deny the faith, because I'm hearing some new Christians, because of threat on their life, some of them are denying the Lord and going back into their old beliefs.
Next, threats continue against leadership of Hope Givers International, and it's now spread outside the northern state of Rajasthan. Hope Givers President Samuel Thomas and founder M.A. Thomas are the targets of 200 militants. The mob is targeting their friends and family, those who could be hiding them. It's a well-organized campaign by the radical Hindu parties. Hope Givers is raising money for a legal defense fund. Pray for safety, wisdom, and that believers will remain strong during this time of trial. You're listening to Mission Network News. 3.5 million people in East Africa are facing a recurring challenge: drought. Water wells are a commodity that's saving lives both physically and spiritually, says Jerry Wiles, president of Living Water International. It's happening with one of their wells built to serve 15,000 people.
There are now 35,000 people surviving off this one well. Most of the other wells in that region have gone dry. And a missionary in that area told us that if it were not for that one well, there would probably be 35,000 dead people.
Wiles says this well has been the focal point for evangelism.
The chief of the village in that area that really has been trained and came to the Lord has taken on a leadership role, and they estimate that the majority of the people that are living off that well have come to Christ.
Wiles says more than 1 billion people worldwide lack clean, safe drinking water, and more need Christ. Your financial and volunteer support is needed. Meanwhile, Mission to Unreach People's Rick Watkins says their efforts in Poland focus on a youth ministry. Also, evangelism and discipleship camps, internships, and strengthening the local church. It's a challenge in this historically Catholic post-communist nation. According to Watkins, the fight is against youth pessimism.
If we can get them out of a mindset that's rather secular, thinking just about how much money I can earn and material things, into something more long-term spiritual, then that's probably the first step.
Watkins says their discipleship camps play a key role in creating fertile soil for more evangelistic work.
During 6 weeks, we have found that that is long enough to change not only the mentality and worldview of a person, but actually their lifestyle. So actually, we like these intensive discipleship training camps because it's long enough and intensive enough that really we see some long-term change.
And SIM Peru intentionally partners with churches that share a passion for leadership in the church body. This is especially true in Bolivia, where their work is taking a three-pronged approach. It's part of a key ministry strategy for nurturing a mature church throughout the country. Teams are working toward training children's teachers, mentoring university students, and creating internships for church leaders. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Parables of the Vineyard by Pamela Reeve. Drawn from John 15, she reveals the secret to peace in the midst of change and sorrow as God lovingly prunes us to bear the fruit of Christ. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.